Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, It Takes a Village, where we talk about a potential big life change for Shauna. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get to it. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 90. Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
What's been going on with you? How old is your toddler?
My toddler is 14 months and 1 week, and woo, we recovered from last week where she was very sick and I was sick and her fevers were spiked, right? So Cece's feeling a lot better. And
oh, good.
Yes, just her mood is back up, no fevers, the cough is gone. That amoxicillin, what you call pink gold.
Pink gold.
Oh, my God. God bless it. I'm just like so grateful that that is behind us. Knock on wood, everyone in the house is well right now. So, yay.
That's amazing.
Yes. An interesting thing I noticed, though, that I wanted to bring up to you, because I know that you like that book, Burnout. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Burnout. By the Nagoski sisters. Yeah, Amelia right. and Emily. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Okay.
Now, I did not read it all. I read some of it because it's hard for me to finish books these days. But what I remember about the beginning of it is they talk about the distinction between the stress you feel and the stressor, like the thing that causes the stress. And like the stressor can end, but like that feeling, the stress feeling in your body can continue until you like finish that cycle, right?
The stressor is an external thing that causes the stress. The stress is an internal physiological response inside your body that doesn't necessarily go away when the stressor goes away.
Right. And this experience has been a perfect example of that for me, because I mentioned I had a really hard time with everything last week, and now she's better, and like all of that stressor is gone and over, but I cannot recover. Like, I am at a heightened state of alert. The stress is there constantly. I'm feeling very anxious, and I don't know what to do to make it stop. Like, obviously, I'm feeling happier, but I can feel that stress response still coursing through my body.
Well, if you don't have time to read the book, I have realized that they put out a podcast.
No way, really?
Yes.
Oh, that sounds brilliant.
And I really want to get them on the show. Like, this is one of my goals.
Oh my gosh, how cool would that be?
Okay, so their podcast is called The Feminist Survival Project 2020. And it's a lot of the stuff in the book, right? So they go through every episode and kind of talk about, like, basically a chapter in the book. And so you can listen to it. Let's see all episodes. So episode one is called Separate the Stress from the Stressor.
Oh my God.
So, right? But
perfect.
Episode two is called Complete the Stress Response Cycle. And they go through, I think it's 10 concrete ways you can actually complete the stress response cycle.
Okay.
So you need to go listen ASAP.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a dozen. And they're a wide range, you know, like, the classic one is go for a run, but that's something I'm never going to do.
In my old life, 100%, that would always make me feel better, or just like some kind of hard cardio exercise, because I like that kind of thing. But now I just can't. Mm-hmm. I just don't do that anymore. So yeah, I need another way.
Yeah. So they have lots of other ways. So I think you should go listen and report back.
See if it helps. Oh, I really hope it does. And yes, I will report back. But it's been very interesting for me to see, like, well, that situation ended, but the situation brewing in my body didn't. So
is it helping at least to recognize it? Like, I feel like,
yeah,
because I feel like a lot of times when you're like anxious or stressed, you're like, oh, why? You know, like, I should be able to just bounce back. Like, I should just be able to get over it. And when you realize, like, no, your body needs you to do something about this, or else it's gonna stick around. It's like, oh, okay. It's not just my resilience, it's my body needs me to do this. It's like, I gotta pee. You can't just you're like, oh, my bladder's so full. How am I gonna fix it?
Maybe I'll just wait longer. Just buck up.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. I love that distinction, and I love being able to recognize it in my life. And it makes me feel like maybe I'll have a little more control instead of just wallowing in these ambiguous feelings.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's really cool. The other thing this week is just a fun little update with Cece. My theory is always that her language skills take a back seat when she's sick or working on a a motor skill. Mm-hmm. And it usually pans out. Like, once she starts feeling better, there's more of a language explosion. So I was really relieved to see that this week, like, she's been really interested in learning words and stuff. So just a couple words she's been saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ball. She's really, really, mm-hmm. really into balls. You know, anytime ball. She sees a ball, she knows which books of hers have balls in them. She'll like, go and find the book and be like, ball, ball. Bath. She loves her bath. Moo, just like your guy. So if she sees a cow, it's like moo.
Moo.
And she knows eyes. Ice. Ice.
Oh,
and,
that's so cute. Ice.
Nose. Yeah. It's so cute. And another cute thing she's done is my mom, her Nana, taught her this. Nana was trying to teach her Nana, right? So she would touch her own chest and say Nana, and then touch Cece's chest and go Cece and say her name, and then Nana, Cece. And Cece picked up on that immediately. So now whenever she hears her name, she touches mm-hmm. her chest like, that's me, that's me.
Oh,
and like she'll touch me and go,
so
mama.
Cute.
Yeah, touch daddy and go, dada. It's like, where's mama? And she'll touch my chest and then I'm like, Cece, and she touches her own. And it's just, oh God. It's cute, and I wanted to share that little delight after the storm.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Aw, Nina. Cece.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She does say Nana. She says pop, pop. Like I said, I don't have a list going, so who knows? And they come in and out. Like last week, it was like row, row, row. And, you know, this week, she doesn't care about row, row, row as much. So it's interesting to see what comes and goes.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah,
I love little baby words. I also love when they don't quite get them right. Like, ice.
Oh, I know. It's so cute. And like, moo is more like, moo, moo, you know.
My baby goes, mmm. He doesn't even open his mouth. Mmm.
And I think she says doggy now, like, Gigi, Gigi, Gigi. Oh, God. Don't ever change. Don't grow up.
She'll be 25 years old and be like, look at that Gigi at the park.
I was like, what are you talking about? So that's it for me this week. What about you? What are you guys up to? How old's your toddler?
He is 13 months and 2 weeks. And oh, boy.
Oh, man. We're never on an upswing at the same time, it
seems. This is why we never see each other.
This is true. I don't think I've seen you since his birthday party.
I realized, no, we saw each other at our other friend's birthday party, Jenny's baby.
The day after your baby's birthday party?
No, they had it the week later because they were out of town.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's been a whole extra week. Yeah, you're
good.
So, I mean, yeah. It's been a long time. And this week, our problem was he got his first, like, real tummy bug.
No! Oh, God, you're going to make me talk about that?
No, I'm not, because actually it was only the poops. He only had diarrhea.
Oh, good. I could talk about poops all day long.
Yeah. No, yeah, I was surprised because I was like getting emotionally prepared for there to be, you know, the thing that shall not be named for Shauna. But no, he
for the
just...
audience who doesn't know, she's talking about throw up. I'm a vomit phobe. I have a legit vomit phobia. I'm better now, but still, like, you know, ekes me out. So it's
yeah,
fine.
So we try not to talk about it in detail. But luckily, we don't have to today because, you know, honestly, at first I thought it was like a virus or something, but now I think it might have just been something he ate. Like, working through his bowels in a unpleasant way,
mm-hmm.
because it only lasted for like 36 hours and he was just like extra cranky and wanted to like nurse nonstop, but otherwise fine. Like, he still mm-hmm. was running around and was full of energy, no fever or anything.
That's good.
Our forensic analysis of the poop made us think that maybe it was an old tangerine that he ate, because I think a caregiver gave him a tangerine that had been sitting in a bowl. Like, usually we keep our tangerines in the fridge, and there was one sitting in a bowl, and I think I saw, like, my nanny give it to him, and I remember thinking, like, oh, how old is that? And then I was like, oh, whatever, he's eating it. How bad could it be?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I wouldn't think that a tangerine, you'd think it'd be acidic enough that it wouldn't make you sick, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So. So that was not too fun.
That's not fun.
You know, and he had a couple poops in the middle of the night, so he had to, you know, be up in the middle of the night.
Right. Did he get diaper rash or anything from it?
No, thankfully. I mean, we were slathering the diaper cream on him because, proactively, so mm-hmm. that was good.
Good.
But yeah, no, he managed to be okay. I think because he cried. Usually he doesn't, like, let us know when he pooped. We have to look for it. But because I think these were so unpleasant, he let us know. And so it didn't sit on his skin very long. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he continues to struggle with having two naps. And I think I mentioned that I was going to do it for one more week, which was supposed to be this week.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's getting hard. Like he's been rejecting it. I'm just trying to get through this week so we can attend all of our noon classes that I had scheduled and then we can switch to one nap. So, but it's really, like you said, it's so stressful because I never know if he's going to take the second nap. That means mm-hmm. I never know if he's going to get enough sleep. Then I'm all stressed out. And then he's all sick. That's been a bit of a drain on me this week because the feeling of like watching the monitor and seeing if they'll settle is so stressful. And one of the days, I think he cried for like 30 minutes. And it wasn't crying, but it was like he'd cry. Then he'd put his head down. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, cool. I'd like start the timer. Like mom might... nap tracking app, and then like a minute later he'd be standing again in the crib. I'm like, oh, and then like I'd be giving him a minute to settle, thinking, oh, maybe he'll settle, and he does, puts his head down. I'm like, oh great, it's like a half hour of that. And so but at the end when I finally gave in, was like, look, you're definitely not gonna nap. I felt terrible for letting him cry for a half hour, but it's like every time he was tricking me into thinking he was falling back asleep, and I wanted to give him a chance, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so tricky. So this is the afternoon nap or the morning nap?
The afternoon nap. Morning nap, he's fine. And that's why I was like, oh, maybe he's not ready for one mm-hmm. nap. Because by 9:30, he's like rubbing his eyes, like ready to start doing nap time routine. So I don't even know. But I think we just have to do it next week. And mm-hmm. I kind of just made an executive decision and started signing him up for morning activities.
Oh, good. Well,
starting next week. So
that'll help ease your transition, too, because you seem to really want to hold on to those last few noon classes. So you can move into the morning classes.
Oh, we're not giving up classes, Shauna.
No, never. Never.
Overscheduled or nothing.
You fit in perfectly in the LA mom life.
Yes. Yeah. I just got to cart him around from thing to thing until he hates me for it. No, actually, we don't. We do like maybe three things a week, which, mm-hmm. you know, it can feel like a lot sometimes, but we make sure to have downtime. And honestly, he loves them. So,
that's why
we do it. And
it's not like you're forcing him to practice piano for 3 hours a day or something.
Not yet. No, just kidding. So that's my week. But he's feeling better. His poops are back to normal. Everyone can be reassured by that. So
good.
We have survived our first tummy bug. Yay. Or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Do you want to take a break and come back with our special segment?
I do. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids, but you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and we have this week's special segment, It Takes a Village, where Laura and I need help in the parenting realm. So we ask each other for advice, and we're asking listeners to help us with advice on these couple things that we are struggling with right now. Laura, what is going on with you? What do you need some help and advice with?
Okay, so I need help with some, I don't know if it's discipline or just redirection. My specific problem is that my baby, now that he is walking really well, he likes to pick things up and run with them. Okay. And sometimes they're safe and sometimes they're not. But like, for example, if he finds the remote, he's so excited and he grabs the remote, and we try to keep it out of his way, but, you know, it'll end up in his hands one way or another. And then he runs with it. And if I try to like take it away, the remote is a specific problem because it's got like this weird sensor on it that brings a cursor up on the screen, like a bright pink cursor that my cat thinks is a laser pointer. So like, I don't mind that much that he turns the TV on, but then he's running around and this laser pointer like thing is moving around on the screen and my cat is trying to knock over our expensive flat screen TV.
This is like a whole comedy of errors.
It really is. I mean, it's funny if it wasn't for, you know, the TV getting destroyed. So, and everyone gets upset because, you know, Corey really loves the TV. And the cat wants to pounce on the TV. Then the cat pounces on the TV. Corey gets upset at the cat. I get upset at Corey because I don't want him yelling at the cat. And then meanwhile, this problem has not been solved because my baby is still running around gleefully with the remote, right?
Okay.
So that's one example. Another is like credit cards. He'll like steal a credit card out of our wallet. And sometimes I'll just let him run around with it. But there's often times where he'll get a thing he's really not supposed to have. Like, for example, the top of pouches, right? That's a perfect example.
Oh, yeah.
Those are choking hazards, right? And mm-hmm. you do your best to keep them out of the reach of the babies, but somehow they find them no matter what. Like, there's just, you know, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Newsflash. So I tried to take it out of his hands, and you can't do the whole, like, I don't know. I have had no success doing the whole redirection thing, being like, I see you want, you know, acknowledging the feeling. I see you have that cap in your hands, but you can't have it because it's a choking hazard. So I'm going to take it and I'm going to give you this toy. No, mm-hmm. that does not work. What happens
okay, what does
is
he do?
If I try to grab it, he runs away laughing hysterically, like it's the funniest thing that's ever happened. And then he'll start to like move it towards his mouth. And if I try to get it from him, he starts hysterically laughing. And then uh-huh. I know that like my reaction is the thing that he's like laughing about, but I can't not take the choking hazard out of his hand, right?
Okay.
So I like sort of lurch towards him, try to get it, and then he bolts away laughing, ha 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 ha. And then when I finally get it, I have to basically, you know, pry it out of his hands. And then he loses his mind. Like,
oh no.
The whole toddler tantrum situation where he like flops, not a full tantrum where he like literally can't get out of it, but like flopping on the floor, his arms above his head, you know, like on his stomach, kicking, like I've ruined his life.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, he's surrounded by every toy on the planet that's in his living room. That, you know, the right. whole house is his thing, but he wants this one thing. And I just don't know what to do about it. Like, I don't know how to handle it.
Oh, my gosh. What do you say when you're trying to take it from him?
So, you know, I try to do the, like, I see you want to play with that, but that's not a toy. That's unsafe. And so I have to take it from you because it's a choking hazard. And then I try to give him another toy.
Uh-huh.
Does not work.
Man, that's so tricky. One thing I have learned, I think from the book, one of my favorite books, by the way, it's How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen.
I need to read that. Everyone
oh, my God.
Keeps recommending it.
It's really, really good. I read How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. Mm-hmm. I've read that before, but that's a little for older kids. This one is geared towards younger kids, so it's really good. One thing is fewer words. Fewer okay. words. They kind of respond better when you don't, like, not to insult you, but blab on.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do it, too. I totally do it, too. And I'm trying to think of, like, what I would do in this situation. Not that I am any perfect expert or anything, but I think what I do is I grab it, I say, no, no, choking hazard. And like, mm-hmm. that's it. Like every time it's like, nope, choking hazard, and just like take it. So
okay.
I don't know if that will help, but sometimes I think just like the firmness and the mm-hmm. lack of explanation kind of like seals in their mind that you mean serious business and like this ends immediately.
Okay.
And then, I guess you do just got to kind of accept the tantrum until they move out of it. That part, I never know what the hell to do, how to deal with that.
And then he does like, I'll try to pick him up to talk, you know, to like talk to him. Maybe I'm trying to talk to him too much, but like I'll try to, you know, comfort him or something. And he does that like slippery fish thing where he like puts his arms up. How do they do that? It's like they basically dislocate their shoulders so that they can slip out of your grip, and they're impossible to hold on to.
I know. We call it going boneless. yeah. One of our favorite books by Mo Willems is about a little toddler, and she's throwing a tantrum, and he calls it going boneless.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that's
accurate.
So perfect. Like they just like go like this limp noodle, and it's so hard to freaking hold them when they're like that. It's like their best defense mechanism.
Designed to make it impossible to hold them. They know how to get under your skin, man.
Oh, they do. It's such a young age, too. It's like, dude, you've been alive 1 year and you've already like learned how to push my buttons. What? Yeah. I think you're a genius.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's what I need help with. Listeners, have you successfully figured out how to redirect or just, I don't know, stop a toddler from picking up freaking choking hazards and thinking it's a fun game to run away with them? We want to know.
Yes, please. Let us know. We need help. Well, Laura needs help.
I need help. Shauna.
I need help with something else.
Yeah. So tell me what you need help with. What's going on?
Okay, so I have been obsessed with a current situation that's come up in my life, and it's gotten me a little bit freaked out and confused and in need of some advice.
Okay, we're here for you.
We are looking to put our house on the market and sell it and move closer to work. So not out of the state, Laura, don't worry.
Oh, my heart was racing, Shauna. I hate that. Because I feel like every once in a while you threaten to move to Austin, Texas, or like Portland.
I love it there.
And I'm like, don't leave me, even though I haven't seen you since January.
I know, right? We'd probably see each other more if we lived out of state. We'd be motivated to take vacations to see each other. So for a variety of reasons, mostly the commute. I know I work from home, but my husband works in the office and Elle goes to preschool at the preschool at work, right? So their commute is really long. It's like 40 to 45 minutes each way. And it just, it's kind of taking a toll on the family. It's exhausting to do that. I did it for, you know, a while until I went on maternity leave and I hated it. It would piss me off every day. And
yeah, it's a long drive.
It is a long drive, and I feel really bad that I'm subjecting my four-year-old to it. And then Cece, when she's old enough, she's going to go there too, hopefully. So then she'll be subjected to it. And it's just long days. And so anyway, that's some of the mindset behind why we're moving. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be closer, really, to like the neighborhoods that I'm used to living in LA and a little bit closer to my friends and stuff. I feel a little bit distant out here in the burbs. Mm-hmm. You live and learn, right? You make a decision, you try something out, you buy a big house a little far away, and then realize maybe having a backyard isn't like the number one priority in my life anymore.
Aw, yeah. And you need a master bathroom, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's on my wish list. You better believe it. Yeah. My current house, for listeners who don't know, I don't have a master bathroom, so...
You share it with the kids.
I share it with the kids. Yeah, we have another bathroom, but it's on the other side of the house. Okay, so I'm finally leading up to what I really need help with.
Mm-hmm.
The whole move and selling the house, I'm kind of excited. I've moved probably 15 times in my life since leaving home.
You guys are serial movers. You move all the time.
Since I've met you, I think I've probably moved 10 times. I move like on average every 2 years.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
I'm
like mentally going through all the places you've lived. That's a lot of places. A lot of apartments.
A lot. For some reason, like to put it in perspective, I was thinking, how many times have I moved since I got my dog, Chili? Chili has moved with us 7 times. This is going to be his 8th move with us. The dog is only, I've only had the dog like 10 years. It's just,
oh
it's
my
bananas.
God.
So I'm a serial mover. And so part of it, that excites me. I like change and stuff, you know, and trying to improve what I'm dissatisfied mm-hmm. with. So what's kind of freaking me out, though, is we want to move to a smaller place because mm-hmm. the neighborhoods we're looking at are more expensive. So we'll probably be looking at a condo or a townhouse.
Yeah.
And fewer bedrooms. So my girls are probably going to have to share a bedroom. And I am freaking out about that. I just am not sure how that's going to go over.
That's a really good question. I mean, that's a consideration for us about like whether or not to have another kid because we have a 2-bedroom house. So like where would the other kid go? Yeah. But so many people share rooms.
They do. And I'm trying to look through posts in my mom's group about people who've talked about this before because, you know, it's a common question, I think. And a lot of the moms are like, you know, they adjust better than you think they will. And seems to be like it's okay. Like a lot of people are living with this situation and it's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. But like how is bedtime going to go? Elle goes to bed later than Cece. Cece's in a crib and it's just there's so many unknowns. And Elle is kind of still a little bit learning to be gentle.
Oh, yeah.
With Cece. Mm-hmm. She's kind of aggressive with her. Her jealousy, I think, comes out. Sometimes she's a little too harsh with her, even though she loves her a lot. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Is Cece going to get thrown off the top of a bunk bed? I don't know.
Oh, no. I doubt it. They might think it's a fun adventure. Like, I definitely think framing it that way for Elle would be important, right? Being like, how fun you get to share a room with your sister. Like, oh, you must have been so lonely in separate rooms.
Ooh, and now, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, my brother and I voluntarily shared a room until I was like 5, I want to say.
Really? Oh, that's so cute.
We didn't want to sleep in different rooms, so... Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that will. Elle definitely is a people person. She loves being around people. And I think that, she might like that. And I've already been like planting the idea of exciting bunk beds in her head, you know, and she's very excited about the idea of having a bunk bed. So yeah, that's what I need my village to help me out with this week. So please help.
Yes, if you want to let us know how to solve our problems, please get in touch. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast, or you can send us an email. You won't be great if you include a voice memo in that email to contact@bigfatpositivepodcast.com.
All right, Laura, should we take a break and come back with our BFPs and BFNs?
I think we should.
Okay. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors, there's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the ringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we are back, so we close every show with our Big Fat Positives or Big Fat Negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
BFP!
Woo-woo!
Yes! I mentioned in a previous episode that after going to your baby's first birthday party, I fell in love with that, like, fort-buildable couch thing they had at the play area called the Nugget.
The Nugget! Has the Nugget arrived?
Yes!
Oh, my God!
It came! Okay, so for those of you who didn't hear that episode or forgot, it's like It's two large, long pieces of thick foam, about 80 inches long, and they both are foldable in the middle. So you can like lay them out like a couch, or you can fold them up and make like walls of a fort. And then it comes with like these two foam triangle, like little cushion seats. So I fell in love with this thing because I just love the idea of having something low on the ground that I can get down on the floor with the kids and be comfortable, something that they can use their imaginations and build forts out of and stuff, especially Elle. Oh my God, she's just, you know, so physical and loves that kind of stuff. So right after your party, I went home, I looked up what this thing was, found it. It was in hot demand and it was on back order and they were like, you have to wait 14 weeks for your order. So I was so bummed. I'm like, well, I'll just put my order in now, you know, and I'll forget about it and then it'll come. It came in 6 weeks. So I am so excited.
Bonus.
I swear I love it just as much as my kids do. Elle is over the moon with this thing. I mean, we have made tents, forts, slides, tunnels, couches, chairs, resting areas. There's just so much you can do with this thing. And it is an awesome thing to have in the house to occupy my kids. And even Cece likes it. You know, I'm always trying to do up my living room with shit for her to do while I'm trying to work. So this is another great thing. She can make a little tent for her and put a chair in there. And she loves to like go in her little cave and sit and like look at books and stuff. And
oh, that's just, like, so fun.
It is. And
what color did you get?
I got Lagoon, which is kind of like a dusty teal blue.
I like that. That's my color scheme.
Yeah, I love it. And it was one of the only colors left that was available for back order. And it just happened to be one of my favorite colors. So I lucked out.
That's so great.
Yes.
I am definitely interested in one. I just don't think I have the space. And also, yeah, I don't think my guy is old enough to appreciate it as much as Elle is, you know? Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's a future purchase, maybe a future birthday present or something.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so it's not like a cheap item, right? It's not like an inexpensive purchase, if I recall.
No, it's not the cheapest thing in the world. I want to say it was about $200 to $220, something like that.
So what I want to know is like what justifies $220. Like, I know that you can do all these things, but like, sell me on this a little bit, because it does seem like a big purchase.
Yes, it does, for a kid's play area. Well, part of it is I love it so much and I just became obsessed with it when I saw it. And so that's part of it. Like, I'm getting something we could both use.
And it kind of doubles as furniture too. Like, that, if you think about it as furniture, it's actually pretty inexpensive furniture.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's kind of the size of a couch. It's just low on the ground and it has two foam levels so you can take it off. It's just so versatile. I don't know. I love that it offers hours of entertainment.
Well, yeah. Well, also, you can't be the only person who thinks it's worth it, since there was a freaking 14-week that turned into 6-week backlog, right?
And it's just so unique, too. I think that's the thing, is no one else is making something like this. Well, there might be a knockoff now. I found something similar, but it wasn't the kind of material that I wanted. Mm-hmm. It's kind of it's a washable velour-ish, I don't know.
Velour.
Like, no, not velour, like microfiber. You know, like very soft.
Okay, yeah. Well, you'll have to post some pictures of it so we can see the
glory. Yes, I will. All the different configurations that we've made out of it. And yeah, we just really love it.
Not an ad. We should
I
say.
Know. It's really not an ad. I feel like I'm recording an ad, but I'm just like really in love with this
thing. I wish it was an ad. That way I could get a free nugget.
I know,
get
right?
Get in touch, nugget.
All right. What about you? Do you have a BFP or BFN?
I have a BFP.
Okay.
Mine is much more affordable than yours.
Okay, good.
But it's also a product that I purchased on Amazon for $12.95. Mm-hmm. And it is something called the Roost Finger Guard, Finger Pinch Preventer. And like, it has all these other keywords: baby proofing, door, hinge, pinch guard.
Oh, okay.
So what it is, I had a problem, which is, if you recall from 5 minutes ago, I was talking about how my baby likes to pick items up and run around with them gleefully. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things he likes to pick up and run around with are doorstops.
Oh, okay.
And we would use doorstops to keep the, you know, like traditional sort of, they were like rubber doorstops that we'd wedge under the door so that they'd stay open. I got them originally so the cats wouldn't lock themselves in bedrooms and end up peeing everywhere. And now, you know, we do it so that he doesn't get his fingers pinched. And he also has started locking me out of his room. Like, he can he doesn't know what he's doing, but he's like fiddling with the door and he ends up like closing the door and turning the knob. Luckily, it's one of those internal locks where you just take a coin, you know, and turn it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, so we need the doorstop. But he kept pulling this doorstop out and then like running around and eating it. And I was just like, ugh. It's not a choking hazard, but it's dirty. It's spit on the ground. You kick it in with your shoe and all that
stuff.
So I was like, there has to be a solution. And the internet has come through again.
Yes.
With their solution. So what this is, it looks sort of like a lemon wedge or like an orange wedge, if you think about it. Like, that's the shape of it.
Oh, okay.
And it has a little, it's made out of rubber, and then it has a little, like, hook on the back. And what you do is you hang it inside, like, the hinge. Like, you hang it on the hinge on the inside of the door so that when the door closes, it just can't close all the way.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it's better than, you know, those foam things that you can put on the, like, actual edge of the door to stop fingers from getting pinched. It keeps it much more open than those, you know? But it works really, really well. They come in a 2-pack, and it's you hang it on the higher hinge so the baby can't get it. The toddler can't get it.
Brilliant.
So I'm really pleased. I was trying to come up with all these weird solutions. I was like, can I like tie a rope, you know, and like do this and like try to find it anchored somewhere? And then finally I was like, there has to be a solution.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, there is always a solution. So yes, this is the Roost. It's R-H-O-O-S-T. Roost. Finger guard. And it's the only one I could find that was like this, but it was an an up high doorstop. So it also has a lot of good reviews from janitors, apparently, who need to like prop doors open while they like wax floors or wash floors, but they can't have a floor based doorstop. So there you go. So if that's a problem you have, get this thing. We'll put a link to it on our website.
Yes, please. I want one.
Of course. And yeah, I think that's it for me. I'm pretty straightforward on this. Just like, don't shut the door and lock it on your mom, please.
I've heard of people reversing the doorknobs on their room or like the kids' room and stuff so that the lock is on the outside instead of on the inside.
Smart, smart. Yeah. I will say we have an exterior door. Like every room in our house has an exterior door. So worst case scenario, I just like go out with my house key. And get in that door. So I'm not too worried. Yeah. Well, shall we wrap it up?
Let's do it. Once again, if you have any advice to give us or any input thoughts on our parenting problems, you know we want to hear from you. Laura, once again, where can everyone reach us?
We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We are also on Facebook with a community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, and I will add you. We also have a email address you can send us a voicemail at or just a plain old email, but voicemails are so much fun. Contact at BigFatPositivePodcast.com or go to our website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
And if you love the BFP podcast, spread the word. If you know someone who's trying to conceive, who's newly pregnant, a new parent, let them know about the Big Fat Positive podcast. Thank you so much for sharing and caring. Oh, God, that was stupid. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Michael, and Steve Yeager.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.